Becky.
I'm Josh.
I'm Damien.
Welcome to this episode. This is going to be the last one that we record for this season. Obviously, it's not going as many episodes as our last one, but, you know, obviously that was due to a new recording schedule. So we're probably going to do a quick recap of the season. How did things go for us? And, you know, what did we love? What did we not love about it? And then we're going to talk about the season. You know, it's fall. It's the holiday season coming up. Technically, Halloween's already passed. So we're just going to talk about some stuff around that. And hopefully it's a good time. So, yeah, I guess we can tackle that first topic, the Halloween or Halloween aspect of it. The Halloween party that was alluded to in our last episode with Quentin. You guys were all attending at that party. I mean, Damien was hosting it, right? So you guys want to talk a little bit about that party? How was it? Any fun mentions or stories?
It turned into a roast Damien session at one point of the night. But then again, what part of my life isn't a roast session about me, really? So, you know, nothing new.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too. I was like, when do things not turn into roasts of you, Damien?
I don't know. I'm literally the butt of everyone's joke.
I had no part in that roast. I was just a listener.
She instigated a little bit.
I don't know about that.
You know, Jackie, there's a Martin Luther King Jr. quote where he says, "The only thing that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing." So in a way, by you not doing anything and you not stepping up to defend Damien, you were technically just as much a part of the roast as anyone else.
I didn't say anything because, I mean, like, it seemed like it wasn't wrong. That's just a little bit, you know?
She's just like, you know, I didn't defend you, Damien, because honestly, everything they said was true.
Oh, man. No, but the party was fun. There was a lot of good people who came. Kayla and I tried doing, like, party games because her cousins do party games at their parties. So, like, we tried doing, like, bingo. We tried doing, like, this dividing the whole party up into two groups and doing like a little bit of one-on-one action. But yeah, it was fun for the most part. And like any other parties, there were some unwanted yes that showed up out of nowhere. And, you know, so we kind of got the full nine of, you know, the good and the bad of party hosting. Okay. But did you guys have fun? Like, I just wanted to make sure that you guys had fun, minus Kevin, because I knew you were moving that day.
Mm-hmm. Damien's having some insecure host thoughts right now. He's like, did you guys have fun or not?
I have my insecurities coming out for sure.
I had fun. I think it was definitely smaller than last year.
Yes.
But it was fun. I think it was just chill because with a smaller group, I feel like you can actually talk to other people instead of like people kind of, what's it called? Migrating towards their group and just staying there kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was cool. Like, I was able to talk to Quentin and have our talks about why he wasn't on the podcast and we brought him in. And then just like random people. Oh, Vincent was there, Kevin. Mm-hmm. FYT Vincent. And he's like, oh, yeah. He was asking about you. And then, yeah, it was cool. I think it was a lot more, it felt like more chill than like crazy like the year before.
Gotcha.
I had fun.
That's good. I think that's what we were aiming for, because I think Kayla's more and more less inclined to just complete chaos at a party. I think even next year we might go even smaller to where instead of like a official party, we'll probably just like have I hang out with select friends because we're, I think, just getting to that point where we can't be throwing parties like that too much. I mean, next year, I want to be having a baby girl around the house. And so I can't have a party like that and be like, guys, keep it down. My kid's sleeping. Times are changing.
Yeah.
I think, that's crazy.
I mean, I wish I could have made it to the party, you know. I think that would have been, it does sound like it was at least a fun time, but yeah, it was moving and stuff, so couldn't. Yeah, I think one of my favorite things about going to like Halloween parties though is honestly like the costumes, like seeing what everyone else dresses up as and like bring a costume yourself. Like, I don't know. I think maybe that's like the theater nerd in me, you know. Like I did theater, and so like costumes are just part of like, I love costumes. I love the whole shebang of it, but and getting to pretend that I'm anybody but myself. But yeah. I had this like idea for like a game at a party today, and I was like, oh, this would be such a brilliant idea. Because I was thinking about it when I was walking to my car after work, and then I totally forgot what it was after, and I was like, damn, like, what is the point of that, man? Like, I had this great idea, or at least I thought it was a great idea, and then I just lost it completely. So, yeah, sorry to leave you guys hanging. If it ever comes back to me, I'll let you guys know.
Please do, because it sounds exciting. I think
you didn't hear anything about it. What do you mean it sounds exciting?
I don't know, you got me hyped for it, and I'm just rooting for you. What's wrong with me doing that? No, but I think that one of the things that's hard about hosting is trying to get everyone like into the game, because, you know, obviously it's only as fun as much as people are going to participate and kind of be involved, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, when it was my birthday and we had like a little shindig at my house, and how I had like certain games in mind, but it was a little too chaotic for those games, so we just defaulted to just beer pong. The old tried and true.
When you say certain games you had in mind, was Monopoly one of those?
No, absolutely not. I hate that this has become like a group meme, but I don't like it anymore. I will state it out for facts. I do not play Monopoly like that. So do not get me any more Monopoly games. I have 7 of them.
You have 7 now?
Yeah, there's like too many. So
wait, did you sure. get 5? You had 5.
And then you gave me the deal one, so that's 6. Maybe I miscounted.
Okay.
But anyways, I'm pretty sure like if I am getting invited to any like white elephant parties this year, I already know what I'm using.
You're gonna re-gift what people just gave you?
I will keep the Costco Monopoly one because that one looks cool, but the rest of them, I'm just gonna.
Yeah.
There's no need to have that many Monopolies at one house.
But you could have a Monopoly on Monopoly.
No, that's not my thing. We're not making it a thing.
Why not? I think it's a great idea to have it be a thing. I think, you know, what's better than an inside joke between friends?
True.
Oh, that's true. God.
Yeah, especially a recurring joke. Like, come on, man. Like, think about how good that $100 million joke was at the last episode. You know what I mean? Because it was a gift that kept giving. And Monopoly can be that for you too, Damien.
All right, well, I guess I'll just live with the label.
Yeah. No, I don't know. So the Halloween party passed. Wish it could have gone, but it sounds like it was a good time. You guys have any plans coming up? Thanksgiving's right around the corner, so.
I have no plans.
Like, not even, like, meal with your family? Like, you guys are going to cook all day for one meal?
I'm probably going to cook all day. But
you said I'm the cook.
Yeah, my mom's like, yeah, I told... She was like, oh, yeah, Josh told me he's going to cook all this thing. I was like, Josh didn't tell you, Jack. I don't know what you talk about.
Like, maybe Josh in your dream said that.
She's like, Josh said he's going to cook a turkey and, like, corn. And I was like, what?
When did I say this?
Is that Russell Westbrook meme, huh?
Yeah, I was like, what? Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I think my mom reached out to my cousins, but then they're busy or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Yeah, so I think it's just gonna be my immediate family.
No. Gotcha. Okay. Damien, you got anything?
I have 2 sets of plans, my side and Kayla's side of the family. So we're not doing anything Thanksgiving Day because Kayla works. So that kind of stinks. And I think she's working 3 in a row. So I think she's working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's really tough. And then she at least gets like 6 days off after that. But imagine like working three night shifts in a row. Then on Black Friday, we have my family being hosted at my house, because with my grandfather passing away, our house is the best middle point for all of my mom's side. Because if we picked anywhere else, like, it's like some, it's going to be short distance for some people, or it's going to be really far for others. Versus our house is equidistant for everybody, like 10-15 minutes, not that bad. So we're hosting my family on Friday, and then Saturday we're hosting Kayla's family. And so like the amount of prep work that goes into just not one Thanksgiving, and then having to spend the day to clean up and then get ready for a second Thanksgiving. And everyone always says like, oh, we'll show up early and help. And it's like, I feel like people sometimes say that just to make themselves feel better. But when the day comes, I'm just like, where were you guys all day? You know? So yeah, it's just like one of those things, the reality that Kayla and I accept that, hey, like we have to kind of think about the most likely chance that it's just going to be me and her all day. So like I have to, there's just like a long list of chores that I'll have to kind of do. But usually my mom helps out here and there, or usually like there's like at least one or two people, but not everyone who says, oh, I could show up early to help out actually does, kind of thing. So yeah. But yeah, that's my Thanksgiving Day plans. Jackie, what about you?
As of right now, I think same as it always is. I have to split equal time at three different houses in one day. Pretty hectic. I'm just like, oh, well, I know with Clinton's family, they do it before his mom goes to work. And she leaves work. She leaves for work at like 5:30. But, it seems like the timing at my house and his house are going to be within the same. So I might be home and then he'll probably be here. So we'll be separated and then he'll come to my house later. And then for my mom's house, it might be the same day. I don't know yet, but I was like, let me know. Cause I got to plan stuff.
Got it. Okay. That does seem pretty hectic.
How come your family doesn't split it across several days?
They're all pretty adamant about having it on the day of that day.
I mean, like, it's Thanksgiving. Everybody has it off. That's how it's been, like, forever. Because I got a big family. Sorry, my parents aren't together. I got a big family. Relative houses. Like, I remember before, it was like, I'm home. In Canyon Lake, and then I have Menifee, my boyfriend's house, and then we'd have the third one all the way in Rosemead. So, at least I'm not busting missions this year.
I mean, it still sounds like you're kind of busting a mission.
Yeah, but at least the distance isn't that far.
Okay.
But I'm just like, I can only eat so much at one place because I got to eat somewhere else.
So it's like one of those things where like you just kind of take a bite out of like each thing once for the first two stops. And then you get to the third one like really hungry. So you just eat your fill there.
Yeah, like I'll grab a little bit of everything. But then like at the last house that I'm at, I'm just like, I know I'm going to come back for more. So.
Okay, chill.
I have a question that I would like to ask the group, but I'm going to wait until Kevin tells us his Thanksgiving Day plans first.
I don't currently have any plans on Thanksgiving, the day itself at least. My dad wanted to get dinner, though, and then we were like, okay, well, like, what can we get? And then he was like, I don't think anything's going to be open on Thanksgiving, or if it is, it's going to be really busy anyway. We're like, that's true. So we just decided we're going to get dinner on Friday instead. So I'll be doing that. So probably on the day of, I don't know what I'm gonna do, because Amanda's not even down here either. Like, her family has this tradition of going up to Fresno, or like the Fresno area, because that's where her grandparents are. And so they'll all meet over there, and then they'll just do like a big family thing together. So that's what's gonna happen with that. Yeah. So I don't really have anything on the day of. I'll just chill out at home.
Yeah. You want to hang out together, Kevin? Because since I'm not going to be doing anything the day of either,
we just you and me. We can go to the gym, dude. The gym's going to be open, I think, at like the early like half of the day.
You know, we could also go to Sizzlers after that, because I know Sizzlers is open on Thanksgiving.
Sizzlers is going to be open?
Yeah. So there's this. When I was in San Francisco, and I couldn't afford to come back home for the holidays, which would happen from time to time, my friend Stefan, basically, I was renting a room from him and his mom, and he decided, or like basically, they included me in their Thanksgiving plans. And apparently, Sizzlers is open on Thanksgiving Day, so we all went to Sizzlers, and they had like a Thanksgiving Day special. Uh-huh. And basically, part of the special is like an endless salad bar, but in the endless salad bar is chicken wings. So you can have as much chicken wings as you want. Ooh. And like, you know, it may not be like the best quality, but at the same time, it's endless chicken wings.
So, say less. All you have to say is endless chicken wings. I'm there, man.
We can go work out and we can go to Sizzlers after.
He said, I'll take it.
Yeah. So it's actually funny. I was talking with Amanda about this. So she was saying like, her family has had a lot of like American chain restaurants, you know, like Sizzlers, mm-hmm. Red Lobster, like those kinds of places. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, I've never had any of those like ever in my life.
What?
What? Yeah. So I've never had Sizzlers or Red Lobster for sure. There was like another chain that she mentioned, and I was like, never had that one either, dude. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Anytime my family had birthdays or were given like school awards or whatever, that was always a reason for chain restaurants like Chili's, Applebee's, like I don't know, you name it. Like, we went out a lot. Hometown Buffet, I miss Hometown Buffet so much.
Oh, yeah,
dude. The one in Garden Grove closed, didn't it?
I know it did. The one right next to 24.
Wait, what's up? Yeah,
I think they all closed.
I think COVID shut them down like completely.
No. Dang, them too. Like, I know Soup Plantation went down because of COVID, but I didn't think Hometown Buffet too. Damn.
I'll look it up right now.
That's a national tragedy.
I think it is.
I'm so sad.
Out of all the ones you've named, I've only been to Applebee's and Hometown Buffet.
Yeah.
$2 margarita days, dude.
I've never been to Applebee's either, actually.
I mean, it's like one of those things where I grew up on it, so it's a big deal. But honestly, like, you probably could live without it, like, perfectly fine.
Yeah, so that's like interesting, because then like Amanda tells me about like some of her family's favorite foods, and I'm just like, you guys are like so Americanized. It blows my mind sometimes, because like her family loves Wiener Schnitzel, for example.
Oh,
like,
my
that's
God.
Like one of like her grandparents. Wow. It's like their favorite food. And then their birthday tradition for her like immediate family, mom, dad, and her sister and her, is they always get a cake from Cold Stone. And so I'm just like, this is the most Americanized thing I've ever seen. But it also makes sense for, like, you know, they're Asian American, but they've been here for like 4 generations, 5 generations-ish. So it makes sense. So yeah, it's just very interesting. Like, it blows my mind every time. And I'm like, okay. Anyway, getting back to topic. I would love to lose my Sizzlers virginity with you, Damien. Josh, did you find out if Hometown Buffet?
Yeah, it says all Hometown Buffets are closed due to pandemic.
Damn,
it hurts my heart, bro.
It's childhood.
Yeah. Okay, you guys want to hear a weird thing I did at Hometown Buffet?
Were you one of those people that went in the morning and stayed till night?
No. Not that weird.
I've seen those people. Last time I went, like, it was a while ago. I went with my parents, and these two guys like ate at Hometown Buffet, and they had like a laptop and their Game Boy. Like, it wasn't like the Game Boy DS, whatever. It was a long time ago, right? So they're like playing games, and there's like no food in front of them. And I was like, what the heck? And then I heard some people go for hours to just eat breakfast because the food changes too.
No, I don't do that. No, that's too weird. No, I don't know if Jackie or Josh ever knew this, but Kevin knew this about me. For a while, I was afraid of ketchup.
I do remember that.
Afraid of ketchup?
Yeah, I had a fear of ketchup. Like, what? In fact, it made me like so afraid that I wouldn't eat any type of sauce. So like a lot of my childhood, I would just have like a burger where it's just like literally bun, meat, and cheese. That's it. And then chicken nuggets and fries, I just ate dry, no sauce, no extra dipping sauce or anything like that. But at Hometown Buffet, I found this weird combination out because I just wanted to be... So instead of me having sauce, I just added salt to everything to make it more tasty. That was my kind of like condiment that I used. And at Hometown Buffet, they had a dessert section where they had Jell-O. So I would put salt on my Jell-O, and the salt actually dehydrated the Jell-O to where it actually brought out the sweetness more. And so, like, that was my thing. Everyone's cringing at me so hard right now. If you guys could just see the video.
What?
Damien, you've done some weird stuff, and I haven't judged you for it. I've tried not to judge you for it. This is... I can't do it, man. This is the line. I can't.
I mean, like, I get that this is, like, just friend zone. We won't judge you, but we're judging you.
Oh, no. I still can't get over the fact that you're afraid of ketchup.
Well, I'm past it now.
What did ketchup do to you? Did it punch you in the face?
Like, what made you so afraid of ketchup?
Yeah, did, like, someone throw a bottle at your face and you're like, I hate ketchup for life? Or
wait, let me try to explain it, because this is what I remember it being, and David can correct me if I'm actually wrong. Okay,
all right, let's hear it.
What I remember it being, because I remember I was just as confused when I first heard it in high school, and then someone explained it as it's because it reminds Damien of like blood, and so like whenever he sees ketchup in anything else, he just thinks of blood.
That's kind of close. Okay. That's kind of close. So what had happened was, when I was little, I was eating ketchup with macaroni cheese, but then it made my stomach upset, and then I threw up all over my shirt.
Oh!
But it looked like my guts had spilled out onto my body. So, because, like, you know, the macaroni and cheese kind of looks like intestines. It was like elbow macaroni. So like, I freaked out so hard that I just never wanted to touch it ever again. Like, I couldn't even, like, if someone asked me to pass the ketchup, I'd be like, really, bro? No, you get it yourself. Kind of thing.
Dude got offended when people asked them to pass the ketchup.
Yeah. So for the longest time, like, that was a part of my identity. But at some point, basically, one of my exes kind of called me out on it. Like, she was just like, really? You're going to be like... She basically just called me out on it. So I tried it. I gave it another try, and I didn't mind it. So now where I'm at with this is, if it's in my food, I'll still eat my food and I won't freak out about it. Before, I used to have like a whole fit, like, you know, just flailing limbs, kicking, huffing and puffing kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, if it's in my food, I'll be like, okay, that's fine. And I'll just still eat my food. But I still kind of hesitate asking for it. And I'll usually still ask for it to not be included with my food.
I was like, damn, he's just traumatized, huh?
Yeah, I was, straight up. Everyone, they're all cringing at me still.
It's just like the silent judgment. And then, like, the salt with the Jell-O. That's different.
I love how you say that's different. Like, that's the only way you're going to describe it. That's more than different, Jackie. That's like borderline psychopathic, okay?
I was like, I don't know what to say about that.
If someone told me that they were salting their Jell-O at Hometown Buffet, I'd be like, dude, you know what? I don't think I could be your friend anymore. Like, that is definitely psychotic behavior. Like, no thank you, man. Like, you know, what's next? You're going to salt me and then you're going to eat me or what? Like, come on, no. No, we're not doing this.
He's going to assault you?
Oh, no.
Got him.
I just really laid that, or lobbed that up for you, huh? That was a perfect little... Yep.
I'm gonna assault you for that joke.
Oh shoot. Okay. Let's shift gears.
Yeah, I had a question actually that I wanted to post to the group. Mm-hmm. So like we were talking about, you know, Thanksgiving Day plans and things like that. What is the one food you look forward to eating at Thanksgiving if there was like one seasonal thing? Because for me it's honey baked ham, like hands down.
Because of like all the church stuff we used to do, I'd get like 3 Thanksgiving dinners, and so I just get tired of it, to be honest.
Oh.
But lately we don't do that. But like when we were growing up in like high school, early college, we had a lot of like potlucks, Thanksgiving potlucks at church. And so I'd have that. And then like I'd have like my work does like a Thanksgiving thing. So they'll get like catered food, like basically Thanksgiving food, and then I'll have it at home. So I kind of like when I have it at home, I get kind of tired of it. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably pick like pumpkin pie. I think I eat it once, like only in this time of the year. So
I think for me, it's like a really good like cornbread stuffing. I know it's super random, but
ooh.
Yeah, that's probably like my favorite because I think like so for me, Thanksgiving food is like the ultimate and the epitome of like messy food. So it's like, you know, because you got mashed potato gravy, you got the sweet corn, you've also got, you know, what else there? You got like the turkey, the ham, there's the cranberry sauce and then stuffing, right?
Corn.
I think I said corn. Oh, you said corn. Yeah, I think I said corn. Because to me, corn, so the reason why it's the ultimate and epitome of messy food, because the way I eat my Thanksgiving food is I just get like a big dollop of mashed potatoes, create like a nice little crater in there, and then throw in corn inside that crater, and then throw in stuffing in that crater, and then pour the gravy over it, and then like mix it all up, and then I use the ham and the turkey to scoop it, and then eat it like that.
Have you always done this?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've made the KFC famous bowl before KFC did it?
Yeah, dude. All of my ideas get stolen, all right? That's what I'm saying. All of my ideas, dude. No.
At first, I was like, sorry to visualize it. I was like, oh, that sounds so good. But why does it sound so familiar?
Yeah, I didn't realize the KFC had a famous bowl. You know, it's famous because of me.
Yeah, because they have the mashed potato, and then they have corn in it, and then they put chicken on top of it.
Uh-huh. And then I think they add gravy, too.
Yeah, they add gravy on top of it. So it's, like, basically what you described. And I was like, hey, that's KFC, bro.
Yeah, but I've been doing that since I was, like, a kid. Well, like, I think, right, obviously, like, before my parents got divorced, I didn't really do Thanksgiving. But then once I, like, started living with my aunt and my uncle, that was when, like, Thanksgiving got introduced to me. And so probably around the time I was like 11-ish is when I started doing that. But that's just like the best thing to me. And like I have friends who tell me that that is the one thing that they can never forgive about me as a person. Like everything else, they're like, you know, Kev, you're a great guy, but that is the one thing I can't forgive about you. And I'm like, why? And they're like, because they're the kind of people who like their food like to not touch, you know? And they think it's such an abomination that I'll like mix everything together in just
I think I'm like you though. Like I like it when my foods can kind of like mix and you got like the different textures and the flavors and everything like kind of like correlating and just like intertwining together. Kayla thinks I'm very wrong for doing that as well. So I like whenever I'm making food for us, I always have to make sure her plate has everything separated before I like get to my plate, and then everything's just like mashed it and is just a symphony of, you know, flavors.
It's just so much easier too, because then I don't have to like get like a little bit of mashed potato and gravy, get a little bit of corn, get a little bit of stuffing, get some turkey, you know. I just So I just think it's a lot easier. Yeah. Josh, you look like you want to say something to me.
I've never seen you do that before.
I've always done it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never seen you do that before.
I do it every time. I just don't do it if it's like around people who will like judge me for it. And people will, like,
call, so you don't do it around me because you think I'm going to judge you for it.
No, I don't think you'll. No, but usually like if I'm eating with you for Thanksgiving, like I'm eating with your family too. That's true. I don't really want like your mom or your dad to judge me for it.
Oh, my mom would definitely say something
to you. That's what I'm saying. So that's why. But I've like every like youth group Thanksgiving, like I would do it at those too.
I don't know. Maybe I just don't look at people what they do with their food.
That was also like 10 years ago. Like it was actually like more than 10 years ago, man. Like, yeah. But I do it every Thanksgiving, like, or every Thanksgiving dinner that I like get invited to, because obviously my family has never done like a real one, not since I've like moved back here. So yeah, it's like one of my favorite things. That's like a core memory for me. And I don't know if Amanda's found this out about me yet. So if she does, or when she does, because she's gonna listen to this episode, right. we're gonna see if she thinks I'm a barbarian or not.
Who's the Neanderthal now?
He just likes KFC Famous Bowls, dude.
Real talk though, I do like the Famous Bowls.
This is what it is, bro. Mashed potato, corn, chicken, gravy.
I just gotta make my own stuffing and add it onto it. Then I got my thing, dude. Oh, yeah. Jackie, what about you?
I feel like it's a hard question for me because I like everything. I have like phases. Like I really liked turkey with cranberry sauce, and then like the candied yams, the marshmallows on top. I do really like pumpkin pie. And then my boyfriend's dad makes like the best homemade bread, and we just put butter on it. It's so good. But I think I'm just the all around type of girl.
All around or basic?
I wouldn't say that's basic.
I'm kidding. Okay, you sound so hurt. I'm so sorry, Jackie. Yeah, you're not basic.
I feel like a basic answer would be turkey, dark meat or only, or something like that.
Oh yeah, like, oh, I like the turkey leg, you know.
Yeah,
I do, that, yeah. I do like the turkey leg though. Pretty good.
I think the least item that I choose to get though, like I get majority of everything else and just a little bit of carrots are eh to me. Yeah, my aunt adds like carrots. She like themes carrots.
I think that's just like a your family thing. I've never heard of carrots at Thanksgiving.
Me too.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty normal, actually. Steamed vegetables like carrots and broccoli and things like that, like a little plate of that.
Yeah.
Y'all meal prepping during Thanksgiving or what? Okay, guys. I'm about to throw down a controversial opinion to you guys. Okay. I think cranberry sauce is overrated.
Same.
Oh.
Yeah. I've never really had, like, it's always there, but I never get it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like cranberry, like the fruit, the juice, but I just like it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Because everyone says that it's like, it's a must have. It makes your turkey so much better. But then, like, every time I have it, I'm just like, that's okay, but I can do without.
I'd rather just put gravy on it. Yeah.
Yeah, just give me my Famous Bowl version, dude.
I'm getting hungry now, dude.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, man. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday for its food. I'll tell you that much. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, this is one thing that I'm so happy to be with Amanda about, is that she said that when she's coming back from her family thing, she's going to bring me a bunch of leftovers. And I was like, oh, you're my dream girl.
Oh, that's like the MVP of Thanksgiving, the leftovers afterwards.
Yeah. Dude, have you guys ever made the leftover sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, the leftover sandwich, that might be arguably better than the Thanksgiving dinner itself.
My mom makes like turkey stock with the bones left over.
Ooh.
And then we make like soup out of it the next day, and it's so good.
Dude, that sounds good. Making like if you use the stock and make like a juk out of it.
Yeah, she'll make more like kind of like samgyetang, like that kind of soup.
But with
you got him there.
Yeah, pretty good. But then it's the worst because, like, we have, like, turkey for, like, 2 days after that. Like, the next morning for sure is, like, turkey, ham.
But I think, like, that's, like, part of, like, the Thanksgiving experience, right? Like, just eating the leftovers for a few days after. All right, guys, let's shift gears real quick. We're going to do the, we're gonna move on from all the fun we've been having, and we're going to do the season retrospective.
you make it sound like, all right, guys, fun's over. Now for the other part.
You know, regrettably, we have to get over this part. So, no, I think it's going to be a fun time. I mean, it could still be a fun time just as much as talking about Thanksgiving, right? But like I said, this is going to be the last episode of this season. And so I think it's a great time for us to reflect, right? Like, it's holiday season. Reflect, right? That's what people do in the holiday season. I think we launched this season a little late in, like, February, right? We aimed for, like, a January launch, but we delayed it a little bit. Yeah, and then we talked about how did things go, or some of the changes we were going to make. Which was number one, bringing Damien on. Number two was changing our upload schedule. And I think we had another one, but I don't remember. Oh, not all of us being on every episode. Yeah. What did you guys think about it? How was it for you guys?
I'll start, I guess. Honestly, I had so much fun this year. It was definitely like a learning experience for me to be a part of your guys' group, for me to be a part of this podcast, and just being able to, like, have a voice to say whatever I wanted and have it recorded on the internet forever. I think that, you know, there is definitely a little bit of a learning curve for me as far as, like, scheduling, like, the content creation that we as a group would want, you know, for ourselves, and just kind of, like, making sure that I worked well with you guys rather than working against. Because I think that with just me being the newest person there, it just needed that adjustment period. But I think overall, I had a really fun time with you guys, and I'd be down to run it back again. So that's my take on it.
All right. Yeah, I mean, hopefully, to me, I think bringing Damien on is not just a season two thing. I think, okay, I do think it would be kind of funny if we did, like, a... what is it, an additional host of the season, you know? And then so then, like, next season we could do maybe Andrew or, like, you know, something like that. I think that'd be kind of a cool idea. But I think I had plenty of fun with Damien being on the podcast this season. I think it'd actually be, I'd be more than happy with having him moving forward to the next season and stuff. So yeah, I mean, hopefully, as long as you still like recording, you know, Damien, I'm happy to have you on it. So
okay, here's the thing with, like, what's going on. It sounds like he's just a featured artist for this season. Like, we didn't, like, tell him, like, oh, yeah, come on. Oh, you made it on the cover photo. You're secured. It's just like, I did like you this season, so we'll see if you're here again, you know?
Kevin, you had a meeting by yourself or what?
Yeah, you guys didn't, like, know? I sent you guys the memo, you know?
I think I do like Kevin's idea, though, where, you know, the whole idea of this podcast is just friend zone, and, you know, rather than having, like, a set of hosts, it's kind of like a rotation of people. So maybe, like, adding, like, another person like Andrew and just kind of, like, having a rotation from there. But I don't know, like, I'll be happy to hop on a record whenever you guys would, like, love to have me. And I'm still talking as if I'm still a featured person.
I know. What's going on? Yeah, why are you talking like that?
Y'all do have a meeting without us or what?
Yeah, it was a me and Damien only exclusive, you know?
It was a Kevin to Kevin.
Yeah. I'm like, as long as Damien wants to be on this podcast, he will be on this podcast.
I thought we're all coming back for sure. What the hell? Exactly. I didn't know it was gonna be like, oh yeah, if we want to come back,
I know
it's a all for one kind of thing.
No. Sorry. I'm definitely coming back. That's not a question by any means.
Yeah, I don't know, but we'll you know, the three of us will have to talk about it, David.
Your application has to be put in here.
Yeah.
This is like an end of the year performance review.
It actually is. We just kind of wanted to say it was a season ending thing, but it's actually. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you what know, you we had some applications.
What are your goals for next year?
What can you bring next year that you can bring in this year?
Yeah, it's getting too real, guys. It's getting too real.
Dial it back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know, Jackie. How's the season for you? I feel like if there's anybody whose voice has been a lot smaller this season, I feel like it's been yours. I'm wondering how you felt about that.
Yeah, I actually wanted to talk about that.
Oh, dang. Oh, no. Here we go, guys.
I'm like, where do I start?
She's got a lot. She's got a lot, guys.
Yes, we started the season late, but like the fact that like the whole year has passed already, I feel like I haven't contributed to a lot of the episodes. Whether it be I couldn't make it or if I felt like I just wouldn't have a lot to say about the topic, which I kind of like regret because at the same time, I'm like, oh, if I was there, I don't know what I would say, or if I just wouldn't say anything at all. Because I do notice that I am, like, the quietest one out of all of us four, unless, like, I'm asked upon or I feel like having just a sudden outburst. I think that just has to play with me being in my comfort zone for things like this. I get a little stage fright. So hopefully next season I get to, make myself speak more about things. Because, like the same thing from last season when we first started, I see these recordings as like a hangout. We're just hanging out. So I enjoy listening to you guys. I enjoy listening to you guys, your stories, your thoughts and everything, rather than just speaking my own.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I was listening back to like our like first couple of episodes randomly during like the year. And I was like, wow, Jackie talked a lot in these episodes. It's like, where did this Jackie go? You know? And like part of me was like, oh, is it because it's, you know, we have more people in the room and so Jackie doesn't have as many opportunities? Or like, I didn't know what it was, but I was like, I wonder if maybe it's also she just feels less comfortable talking this season. So I think maybe we can do a better job of opening things up for you and leaving opportunities for you to share your voice too, right? Like, it's not like we just talked about this with Damien's performance review, you know, like it's all four of us are equally invested in this, you know, it's not like we want it to be a just the boys thing plus Jackie, you know. So,
and then I think also that like whenever we'd be in discussion about something and I'd be like the last person to talk, the topic gets changed before I can say anything. So I just don't say anything because then like someone will have a question. Like another question for something else. And I had a thought, but then since the question was asked already, I don't want to take the time to be like, oh, let's rewind so I can say this. Mm-hmm. It's just, for me, it's like the heat of the moment thing. So if the opportunity is missed, then I won't say anything.
I mean, I know we were supposed to implement a system to make it easier for people to talk or like to know that, like to cue them up to talk. And then I realized that I was like not paying attention to you guys at all. So. That's my fault. I'll take that. You know, like, you know, you say that like someone asks a question and I'm like, that's me. Damn.
No, I mean like people could tell right now you're like the main moderator here. You always do our intros majority of the time. But everyone has had their questions. But, like the thing also, I'm not good at coming up with questions to ask. Don't worry. It's not you, it's me.
You know, the last time I heard that that little phrase there, it's not you, it's me, it was followed up by the funniest phrase I'd ever heard afterwards. Okay, so this is what the person said. It's not you, it's me. I have standards.
Damn.
But tell me that's not the funniest like thing you've ever heard following up to that. By the way, it wasn't like someone directed it at me. It was from a video game. So,
oh,
yeah.
I was about to say, Kev, like, goddamn.
I was gonna try to guess who it was. And the first person came in mind, I don't know if I want to put him on blast.
I kind of want to hear this now.
I thought it was Andrew, man. Something Andrew would say.
You're not wrong.
Okay, wait, okay. Andrew's totally catching a stray bullet on this one. Yeah.
Sorry, Andrew.
He's like, I'm not even on this episode. Why am I catching strays?
But that's actually so true. I can hear him saying it too.
Yeah, it's like so, it's totally something Andrew would say. Not use.
Oh,
we have standards.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Andrew, if you listen to this, I'm sorry.
We're but sorry.
I thought of you, so it counts, right?
Oh, shoot. Okay. Josh, you want to talk about how season was for you?
It was good. I think the bi-weekly episodes helped a lot. I think the first time trying to get episodes done every week was very challenging. And so if we go behind, then we have time to catch up, kind of thing, on the logistical side. Mm-hmm. And I think I had a lot of fun with their guests. I think this past year we had a lot more guests than last year. And I think getting to meet new people, like Damien's friends, and certain like other guests that we've all met, I think I had a great time with that. And I think those conversations were really fun. Kevin and I talked about it before. I think we brought it up to you guys, and I think we really enjoy our guest episodes. One, it's because it's easier for us. But also, I think just like the conversations we have, it just feels very like an actual conversation and not forced. And so I enjoyed all the guest episodes. I think it kind of like let us all shine in different ways. Actually getting to know their topics and like what they wanted to talk about, but also just hanging out and asking stupid questions to them. So, yeah, I think it went well. I think I don't feel as burnt out as last time. And so, yeah, and I think having Damien on helps a lot. It's a battle between you two who talks, but it was... It's yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Mm. Yeah, okay. What was your favorite episode to record?
Dude, every episode, dude. Come on. You ain't trying to. I don't know.
All right, fine. Okay.
You like that? You like that political answer, huh?
I was like, I'm not trying to stir the pot.
My politician answer is every episode.
Josh, really not trying to stir the pot. Yeah. Not trying to like have other people feel some type of way.
No, I have to go back. I don't remember, like, because there are times when we record like in advance, and so I would have to sit down and look at the episodes again because I can't even remember all of them. So
yeah. I think. Well, I don't know. Your answer is kind of like when, you know, you ask your parents, like, who's your favorite child? It's like, oh, I love my children equally. It's like, yeah, but you got a favorite. You know what I mean? Like, you got a favorite. So.
It's not me. I know that.
Oh, man.
I'm an only child, so they only have one answer. So, suck, suckers.
But what if you're not even their favorite child?
Dude, I don't know. My mom called me my dog's name when we had a dog.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I give her crap every day about, or like all the time about it. I was like, yeah, you know, you have one son and you call him freaking Kobe. My dog's name.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Now, having siblings is like your parents cycle through every sibling name and the dog's name to get yours right.
Yeah, but I'm one. She went through a dog first before me.
That's how much the dog meant to her, man.
Dude, my mom hated that dog.
Maybe it was a Freudian slip. She really does like, she's like, I don't like my own son.
Maybe. I don't know. She called me my cousin's name too once. I was like, what the heck?
What did you call me?
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I mean, for me, this past season is different. I think I think that's like the key word there, is just different. I think, I don't know if we had more guests this season, but we definitely had more in terms of like the percentage of episodes that were guest episodes. Because I think more than half of our episodes were guest ones this season. And I think that's a lot of fun. Just like Josh is saying, it's like, you know, we get to bring people on and hear their stories and bother them with questions. And I think that's always easier to do than like picking a topic and being like, we're going to talk about this thing, which is why I think it was cool that like, even like midway through the season, we were like, hey, let's try something different and let's actually do an unscripted one, or like not an unscripted, but they're all unscripted, but like one where we just don't pick a topic in advance and we just start talking. I think it is a double-edged sword, though, because I know we did that accidentally early in the season, which was the first episode where Jackie didn't record with us. It was just the three of us, and all we did was talk about the gym. So it is a double-edged sword, right? Like, but I think overall the season was really good. I think, I don't know if this is just us getting more comfortable with being on the podcast, if this is just us getting better as podcast hosts, but I think this season had more episodes where I felt like I'm proud that we recorded this content. Because I think like last season, not that like I'm not proud of last season, I think there's an illustration that one of my college professors used, and I'll use it to the day I die, which is like, you always have to be proud of your own work no matter how bad it is. Just like a parent will always be proud of their baby no matter how ugly it is. You know? He was like, it might be an ugly baby, but that's your ugly baby. And so that was his way of saying, like, you've got to write your own papers. You've got to, you know, take your own tests. Like, make sure that the work you create is your work. Because at the end of the day, like, you can only be proud of it because it's your work. And I think it's the same thing with the first season for me. Like, not to say that it was an ugly baby. It wasn't, like, a bad season by any means. But I think just because of the fact that we were just trying to figure out what making a podcast means, it was kind of tough, I think. And especially because, you know, we were recording every week. It was a lot of burden. And I think definitely the labor was not divided fairly between the three of us. I think it was divided a bit more equitably this season around. So I think we took turns doing more behind-the-scenes stuff. And then Josh decided that he wanted to put more work on his plate anyway, because we took some of the work off of his plate.
Workaholic, baby.
Yeah. So, but I think this season was great. I think it was the first, like, this season was the first time we ever did just two people recording an episode. And I think that was an episode that I actually got a lot of really good feedback from. So that's something to be proud of, right? Is just the fact that we can do that. We had some random guests for random reasons, right? Like, we had Sam Kim come on just because he happened to be on the Netflix number one show of the time, which was Beef. So I think that's, like, really cool. It's just like, oh, like, we had a friend, and we're just like, hey, you want to be on our podcast? And he was like, sure, dude, I'll do it. So, yeah, I think it was really cool. Obviously, we made the joke that he had a starring role. And I only made that joke because I thought it was funny that he wasn't, like, to say that, because he's a star in our eyes, right? But then it's like, he's an extra. Yeah. And then we just have a lot of really, like, random episodes that, like, turned into like plot twists, I guess. Like Andrew's episode, where it was like, oh, you're coming on as a guest, and then it turned into him, like, plot twist, he started interviewing us, you know. So I think the one thing that I'm most excited for is, yeah, like, number one, we're gonna take a break, you know, we're gonna take some time off. And hopefully it is not as long of a break. We'll see what happens, right? Like, I don't know, because if we only take the time off between now until the end of the year, I think that means that we basically take a month off and then we have to start recording again so that we can launch in time for the new year, right? So we'll see. Maybe we'll do another February launch, and then that way we can take time off until the new year starts and then start recording again. We'll see. Anyway, that's neither here nor there right now. So
it all just depends on how much food coma we have from the holidays. That's really what it is.
Yes.
Just like that turkey is going to sit with us until the new year, basically. Because yeah. You not only have that, you have the Christmas turkey and Christmas ham as well.
You eat a turkey for Christmas?
I don't have turkey at Christmas.
What? You guys don't? What?
I know people have ham. Like Americans have ham, like ham. I don't know about turkey, though.
Oh, that turkey was a Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Well, we've had it a couple times, but you're right. It's not as often, but we definitely have Christmas ham.
Yeah, no, I think Christmas ham is definitely a thing. But yeah, I think the thing I'm most looking forward to in season 3 is to see, like, our further evolution. Like, to see the ways that we're going to continue to grow as podcast hosts.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most thing that I'm looking forward to is seeing Jackie grow more as a podcast host and get more comfortable. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I think that's like kind of it. Like, the season had a lot of highs. The lows weren't as low as season 1 because I think it was just easier to not get burnt out, right? So it's just like, yeah, we'll figure out what really works for us. We'll get into groove and then we'll get it done. And then we'll see what happens, you know? We had some guests that we talked about bringing on this season, and then we just couldn't find time in the schedule to bring them on. So we'll probably do that in season 3. There are some guests that I actually want to bring back from season 1. And maybe even from this season, but we'll see what happens, right? So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, anything can happen with season 3. All I know is that for now, that season 3 will happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
with then, Damien.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll
with
see.
Me.
We'll see. We'll see if we won't replace his picture in the cover art with Andrew's.
we'll have a question mark there instead.
Yes. I like it.
Just kidding.
But yeah, I think one person I'd actually really like to bring on again is Peter, because I think his first guest episode was not that it was bad, but I think that we could have definitely done better with it.
Oh, it was definitely a bad episode.
It was trying to be nice.
It was a little chaotic.
He won't even hear us anyways.
Yeah. I know Peter doesn't listen to our podcast. Yeah. He didn't listen to his own episode. But yeah. I think that's like someone I want to bring back on. There's like just, you know, we'll see. I think that's going to be like the thing. I got to stop talking because everything's going to be like just ideas and everything. Honestly, it's just, we'll see what happens. Right. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know for you guys. Is there anything that in season 3 you're really looking forward to? Just a break, huh?
We'll see if I bring any guests on.
Ooh,
there you go.
I have That'll not brought a twist. Guest on since season 1.
It's okay. Josh hasn't either, technically.
I asked Sam Kim. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
I think the only guest I brought on was my brother.
Yeah.
I asked Sam Kim.
You know, actually, I guess Min was also... You asked him.
Oh, yeah. I asked Min. He replaced you for a bit, so...
That's fair. Yeah. Oh yeah, hey, I didn't leave halfway through season 2 this time.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I actually think you know what I think it might be a theme for each season is one host does a lot less episodes than the rest of them. I think that's
so you're
a theme.
Saying the season was me?
Yes, this season was you, but next season next season, I think will be Damien, actually. Wow. And he's going to have a kid, so...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So I think, like, first half... You forgot, you know what I mean? You forgot.
You're going to have a baby.
Well, we have some time to pre-reload everything, so...
That's true. I mean, like, you have, like, your ins and outs. Like, you know, of course, consciously, like, when my wife's around, she's pregnant. So I know, like, oh, I'm going to be a dad. But there's other moments where I'm just like, I'm just my usual self. And I'm like, wait, I'm going to have a kid.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Josh is right. We could definitely pre-record, and then that'll help a lot. Let's try not to use up all of our backlog, guys. I feel like that's also a theme every season, is we just we get too comfortable and then we catch up on the backlog. But yeah.
We had like 5 episodes in the log, and that just went away so fast.
It really did.
Because we record for like a month, and we're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah. But it wasn't good, because I think that was like a season where like, or not season, but like a period of a couple weeks where like people were getting sick and people couldn't record, and it was like we had to keep delaying things, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. But I mean, it's fine, right? Like, life happens, and it's not like anyone's gonna be mad at us for not recording because of life reasons.
There's one person. Why was an episode released this week?
You wanna give her a shout out? She said,
yeah, you're getting another shout out.
Yeah, she said she loves it when she gets shout outs. So she's like, even if you're roasting me,
it's the worst, man.
What was that episode?
I swear, she picks the worst time. It's just like when work is like the worst, like the busiest, and I'm just like, don't have time for it. She always like complains, and I'm just like, shut up. But I don't say it to her. Well, now she knows what. Like Quentin's episode, she's like, you guys named it wrong. You guys said $10 million. Why did you say $100 million? I was like, I didn't name it. Why don't you go ask Kevin?
You know what's funny? She did ask me after that.
I was like, it was $100 million question, okay? That's what I said.
Yeah. Oh shoot. So my coworkers asked me this question, and they said I should ask it on the podcast, but I think we're running out of time, so I won't ask it today. But we'll just ask it. Are you sure you guys want me to ask it right now?
Just ask it.
All right. So, you guys have an opportunity to end world hunger, okay? Like, you could bring a complete end to world hunger.
I'm sucking it. No, I'm just kidding. Shoot. I had to.
Dave, this is exactly what I was talking about earlier in the episode. It's the gift that keeps giving.
I had to. I'm sorry. It was
no, that was good.
It's too good. It's too good.
Okay.
I'm losing it so hard. Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't know why I didn't see that coming.
You have a chance to end world hunger, okay? But the catch is, on New Year's Eve, as the ball's dropping in Times Square, right? People are counting down. It's 11:59. They go 5, 4, 3, 2. And as the clock hits midnight, everyone's celebrating. You have to drop an N-bomb on live TV. Do you do it? With a hard R, by the way.
With the hard R?
Hard R.
Mm-hmm. Why is your coworkers asking you this question? That's like, that's an HR issue. What the heck?
I do.
Not gonna lie. When you first went off, it like gave me flashbacks to my pageant days.
Pageant days?
Yeah, I was in pageant, like beauty pageant.
What?
That's why you were like, it was like, if you, whatever, world hunger, I was just like.
Oh, the question.
How did we never know this about you, Jackie?
Yeah, I didn't
know that wow. Either. Surprise. All right.
We'll talk about it in season 3.
I mean, we can dive into the.
No, we're definitely talking about that in season 3.
N-word with a hard R.
Yeah, you got. Oh, yeah. You got to say N-word, hard R, and live TV. Everyone's going to know you did that. No one will ever know that you ended world hunger by doing that.
I do it.
Ooh.
Just no question, you do it?
No question. If it's for the greater good and I have to take on all the evil of the world, I'll do it.
Wow.
I also feel like me being the mixed Asian I am, and they'll get over fast, because like I think it's like one thing if I'm like a famous person, like you have everything to lose kind of thing, you know, And so I feel like, you know, there's like a whole world of cancel culture that you have to be aware of. But if I'm just like a regular Joe like me, and I just need to do something as simple as that just to be able to end world hunger for everyone to just be make sure that they're well fed, I'd do it.
So Damien's a racist.
Our podcast is getting canceled.
He's going to say it in five. I'm just kidding.
Well, I'll state it for the record now. That way it's like pre-recorded for, you know, on the internet.
I would save it and send it to you guys.
That way people will know the only time that I'll actually say it with the hard R is if I'm trying to end world hunger. So if you ever hear me, it's for a greater cause, people.
Who's you? Josh?
I don't know, man. Because, like, can I just, like, run and say it and then run away?
People will still know it's you. Like, you can't hide from that fact. You won't be able to hide from that fact.
You're going to be on the internet forever.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If it was if it's with the A, I'd probably do it. Not the hard R. Okay. That's just very aggressive, you know?
Okay. All right, Jackie.
No.
No?
No. Sorry,
Jackie would never say it.
Sorry, I can't handle people yelling at me.
Oh, that's fair. Okay. So we got three different answers. We got Damien with the no hesitation. I'll say it. I'll suck it. We got Josh with the if it was an A, yeah, with the hard R, no. And then Jackie just said no. So here's what my coworker said is like they would have a hard time with it, but they'd still do it, right? And then another one of my coworkers was like, dude, I'll say it. I don't care. Like, I say it all the time. No.
Oh.
He's Hispanic. But he was like, I'll say it, dude. I don't care. Like, I say it all the time with my friends anyway. You know? And then I was like, you know, like, I would say it. And here's my justification. I would say it. Hard R, live television, sure thing. And here's the justification, right? Same with Damien, is that, like, as an average Joe, like, I'm probably not going to deal with that much consequence of it, to be honest, right? Like, it's like, whenever a celebrity is caught saying the N-word, right? How long is it in the news cycle for? Couple days maximum, and that's because it's a celebrity, right? Like, at most, mine makes a corner of the article of the newspaper for like a day, right? Like, no one's gonna care, so it's gonna pass the news cycle really quickly. I would assume that my loved ones would trust in who I am as a person enough to be like, oh, like, I'm sure he had a good reason for it, right? I don't know why he did that, but sure, whatever. That's also Kevin just being pretty out of pocket. Like, I'm sure, you know, I'll deal with that. Also, number three is, like, the demographic of people who will most likely retaliate against me for saying the N-word with a hard R on live television are probably not watching the ball drop on Times Square anyway, right? So, let's be real here, right? Like, how many people, you know, like, who's watching the ball drop on Times Square? So, I don't think I'll have to deal too much from the repercussions from that. And then also, like, you can mask it up. Like, pretend you're really excited. Just be like, oh, like, it's 2024. You know, and then just drop it right there. Boom. I was drunk. I was, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter. I mean, sure, it matters, but it's like, it'll blow over fast, right? So, at the end of the day, I'll just do it. End world hunger? That's, like, more like a... like a like an added bonus. Like, I'll say the word on live television without the world hunger, but okay,
I don't know. I don't know about that part.
I'm kidding. I you definitely have to leave an incentive in there for me to say it. I wouldn't just do it just to do it. But yeah, that's my justification. But yeah, I just thought it was like, you know, my coworkers were like, oh, like, because we were talking about this, and then I was talking about how, like, on the podcast we had that episode with Quentin where, you know, we had the for $100 million, you know, and they were like, oh, you have a podcast, blah, blah, and then they're like, you should ask this question on it, and I was like, oh, that'd be fun, yeah, so that's why, but, yeah. All right, guys, You guys want to go to bed? Getting late.
It's getting late.
All right. Let's close it off. Any guys have any last words before we end the season?
Deuces! No, I'm just kidding.
This is ending the season, guys, not just ending the episode, so.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much for listening to the second season of our podcast. We greatly appreciate all of our listeners.
I don't know. Sorry, that was cute and funny from Jack. See you soon. Bye.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll end it here. If you've enjoyed us and you want to continue supporting us, please leave a rating for us. Follow us on social media and share anywhere with your friends if you'd like to. It helps us out a lot. But yeah, thank you very much for listening to this season. Just like Jackie said, we appreciate each and every one of you. And we'll see you guys.